famously, or rather infamously, Imelda Marcos, the first lady to Filipino strongman Ferdinand Marcos, left a few items behind when her husband was forced from office in 1986. 15 mink coats, 500 gowns, 900 purses, and of course, 3,000 pairs of shoes. I'm not too good at math, Jesuit education certainly withstanding here, but that's something like a new pair every day from now into 2027. We might not approach such extravagance. We also might not have stolen billions of dollars from our government to give life to such extravagance. But we could imagine the different shoes we wear for different occasions. Mowing the lawn, walking around the house, coming to church, all look different on our feet. Because of that, our footwear can help us achieve a task while also insulating us from the world in the process. When you have the shoe for the occasion, you don't notice all the difficulties of a terrain, perhaps. We look to our feet today because God redirects Moses' gaze there in our first reading from his burning bush to his working sandals. Come no nearer. Remove the sandals from your feet, for the place you stand is holy ground. The connection to the ground in the Bible is significant. That minute-by-minute point of contact with creation. The last couple weeks, perhaps you can remember, Jesus preparing the disciples for outside ministry by advising them to clap the dirt off their shoes if they are not welcomed. To put another way, show you have no connection to them. Let not the smallest bit of them cling to you. Today, though, as we head out from church, our challenge is not to keep whatever we're wearing clean, or perhaps with Miss Marcos to pick out a better pair for tomorrow, but to notice the holy ground God leads us down. May our shoes not insulate us from creation. May we slow enough to appreciate God's holy ground among us, even if for the good of our hygiene and our neighbor, we end up keeping our shoes on in the process.